About 2,400 people participated in batterer intervention programs last year, most of them mandated by a court, but only about 1,100 finished. People running the program say the workshops can be too expensive and bring up trauma and personal responsibility that participants often want to avoid. Danielle Thompson oversees batterer intervention for the state's prisons and people on parole. She says the work is emotionally difficult, which makes it harder to hire staff.
We serve the highest risk people, and so it takes, you know, a certain set of skills to be able to do this work.
Thompson says not enough staff means long waiting lists, and people who've been assigned to batterer intervention, but whose prison or parole sentences end before they can finish the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ujia-Dean.